Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James, and today we're going to be diving in headfirst into how an AI-powered and automation company called Agentic is using AI inside of their own business, and we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company or just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished just isn't worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today I have with me Coltrane Kubo, who is the co-founder of Agentic, an agency that specializes in building AI-powered tools and automations to support small businesses and solopreneurs. Since beginning nearly a year ago, they've already helped over 15 clients save thousands of man hours and generate significant lifts in revenue through new AI offerings, automated outreach, smart sales enablement tools, and much more. So excited for this conversation today. Hey, Coltrane, welcome to the show. How are you doing, friend?
Hey, Kyle. Great to be talking with you and excited to be here, man.
Awesome, man. So let's jump into it. So tell me, how did Agentic come to be? Like, I know you've got a little bit of like the real estate license background. So walk us through like kind of what exactly it is Agentic and what it does.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea behind Agentic came actually from when I was working at an agency for marketing. Most of my career, I was a growth marketer, and we did a lot of paid ads, reporting, things like that. And at my latest job, we were working with a number of companies, and it was taking a while to pull the information, create customized reporting for them. That's when we started exploring other solutions, and I came across ChatGPT. It's probably where most people start their journey in AI.
That's the beginning, and the beginning stage of everyone, the ChatGPT.
The whole light bulb goes off. But ended up making custom GPTs to build out our reporting docs and really just take all of our internal knowledge and output it so that instead of spending like 8 hours a week building out this client report that we would be making, we cut it down to one with like just QAs at the end. So that was kind of my first baby steps into automation. From there, looked into reporting automation as well, just streamlining like the data flows so that we could have dashboards for the clients that were just readily populated from like the Meta Ad Manager instead of needing to export it each time. And, you know, that was like a huge light bulb moment, like you said, because we were spending 50 plus hours a week on this kind of thing, and we cut it down to like 20. So at that point, I realized, wow, this is something that I enjoy so much more than marketing. I liked marketing, but I loved being able to streamline those processes, optimize what was already there in the business. So I took the leap. I found a really great co-founder around that time too, and we decided to go on it together and start Agentic to do this for other businesses.
That's so awesome. So like it's cool that you know, because there's so many people who come across like ChatGPT and like they see the value, but they don't take like a deeper dive like you did. And what was that like when you finally said like, wow, we saved this so many hours in the marketing space? Like how did you figure out like, man, to go from like a paid position to, all right, I'm gonna co-found with another person and just take a leap of faith. What was that like? What was going through your head when you make that jump?
Yeah, it was a big leap to take. I had started a web business before, and that kind of generated passive income. So I did have a bit of experience being outside of a company and earning money. But to like co-found an entire business, like file that LLC and everything, that was pretty daunting of a moment. But I knew that we had something there, and it was really just like first mover advantage by diving into AI early, even if this business didn't succeed. And thankfully, you know, Agentic has been helping tons of clients and we were able to provide value right off the bat. But even if it didn't, I always thought to myself, like having that skill set in AI and automation and being able to look at business processes and improve them and kind of like take the role of a team, but just through myself and my AI tools, that's probably a pretty employable skill in the future, which is
100%. Like it's such a fresh space of like AI. It's like for any co-founder, founder, or even people who are working in AI, like to have that skill set, it don't matter where you go, like you see the wave, like anyone who has skills in the AI space, they're going to bring value to this next generation of not only just people coming to the workforce, but even these companies who are taking on AI. So,
well said, man.
So walk me through a little bit. Obviously, agentic is like AI is in the core of it. Like, tell me a little bit. What exactly are you using AI for within agentic, and what types of challenges are you solving for some of your clients specifically that's worth mentioning?
Yeah, good question. So to get our foothold in the market, we actually began partnering with businesses really as a growth partner. So whatever they were working on, whatever was top of mind for them, that's where we try to insert ourselves in first. And so for some businesses, they're not really ready to begin thinking about optimizing processes. That takes a lot of permissions, but they're open to lead generation and they're open to getting more revenue from previous clients. So a big move that we did were setting up nurture sequences for businesses as well as automated outreach sequences. We use tools like Instantly and Dripify. And from there, we're able to scrape lead profiles, enrich with icebreakers, and then send out. And this directly increases revenue. It can take the role of a number of sales agents. And from that, we're able to kind of get an in with the company, say, we're bringing in revenue here now. Why don't we look at some other ways that we can increase average order value, or we can help you out and reduce manual hours that you're spending. So it's really all over the board to answer your question.
Yeah. So like with your first, let's take me back to your first client. And I'm really curious to hear your perspective. They said yes to your solution and they paid you. What was that? And actually, you don't give me full details, but what was that specific? Hey, this is the workflow for that. But then how has it changed since now that you're up to 15 different clients? Are they still the same types of solutions, or are you seeing maybe a trend or a difference between the first client versus the 15th? Walk me through what that looks like.
Definitely. Yeah. So first client, very disorganized. It was really just kind of putting our heads together. She was a career coach. I can kind of share information about what she does. She had a big personal following, but she needed a way to bring more people kind of into her standard coaching method and understand the benefits of coaching. So what we did was make a custom GPT. So very basic but in her tone and style, and something that she could share with her audience that brought them closer to her coaching, and it would encourage them to work with her if there was a problem that she one-on-one would be able to solve much more effectively. And so we began by just asking her what she needed, what she was trying to drive in terms of revenue and connection to her audience, and then suggested that. And the way that our process differs now isn't by too much, actually. When we talk to businesses, we kind of find what's top of mind for them, what they're trying to accomplish, in terms of the value that they're giving to their audience, or the types of business operations they're trying to achieve. So we ask about that and then we propose solutions. And now the solutions have a lot more documentation around them. We have some templates built out so we can kind of pattern match what has helped some of our clients in the past and how these patterns could apply to future businesses. It's really kind of a toolkit of ROI boosting automations that we have now. So we're trying to pattern match more in that respect. But again, I always try to let the clients lead and share what their problems are first, and then connect whatever AI solutions we found in the market or we already have back to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's almost like giving them, what they want or what they're asking for, hitting on those pain points. But then from what I'm hearing is it's not just here's what you need, but from what you've, gathered intel from previous clients is going, hey, here's also something that's helpful. Here's another helpful avenue. Hey, here's another resource that you can add on that's going to help you. Because it's got to go back to the ROI. I got my problem here, but that's one problem. How do I get more ROI with adding AI and automation into it? And it sounds like Agentic is actually doing that for some of their clients.
Exactly, Kyle. Yep. Absolutely.
Cool, man. So I guess outside of that, what are some maybe key results that you've been seeing so far from working with some of your clients that maybe it's worth noting, since they maybe initially they were hey, I'm not really using AI. I have no idea what I'm doing here. And you come in, you implement your AI and your automation. What types of maybe key takeaways have you seen so far that's worth mentioning to our listeners?
Yeah. That's a good question. I think people's ideas of what AI can do tend to be a little bit more limited. You think of it possibly in one or two ways because you've seen it there before, but AI is really kind of like branching out in so many different directions that it can be applied to a lot of areas of work. Like as an example, there's an event organizer that I'm friends with, and she wants to kind of be more active on LinkedIn. And what we were able to do was create an automation that scrapes events from relevant sites and gives her something that she could post every week, like in a very templated format to share events with people. And that provides a lot of value. That's not something that is very labor intensive to make on our part, but like it's a huge impact for her, and it has helped grow her audience kind of on autopilot over the last few months. So I guess like this is to say, automation can be a lot smaller than you think. Like it doesn't need to be some huge system that spans your entire company. It can be like the small things too. And those little tweaks can provide a lot of ROI.
Yeah, I love that. That's and I love how like I think a lot of people think like, oh, I've gotta go big. Like I gotta make this big automation, AI driven. And it's like, no, not necessarily. Like just start with like, hey, let's do your social media posts. Like what kind of types of content are your listeners or your followers looking for? And just starting there. And I would imagine like as they start using, you know, basic functions of AI and automation, it's going, okay, now let's take the next step. Hey, I've got this big project in mind. Hey, I've got an application I'm looking at building or whatever it might be. And then from there, you can take them to that next, you know, walk them through that next step if that leads to it. And
very modular.
Yeah, for sure. Talking a little bit about, I mean, there's so, and you see it firsthand, Coltrane, like the there's so much change happening in AI space. Like, where do you kind of see maybe upcoming AI initiatives for agentic, and where do you see it playing maybe kind of the biggest role in your operations, and especially when working with a lot of your clients?
Yeah. Well, I think agents are the big hot button issue on everyone's mind for 2026. But I would say focusing more on specific niches and niche expertise and problem expertise is where we're heading. I think that's where our biggest moat is. As you mentioned kind of before, I recently got my real estate license, and we've been working with real estate agents to make smart CRMs. And I think even if you're an A+ automator, trying to dive into that space without knowledge of agents' workflows, like real estate agent workflows, of like how they want to interact, like CRMs and fair housing and just all of those, like the whole regulatory space. Understanding the space supersedes having that automation knowledge, I think, in a lot of ways. So that's where we're trying to build our moat. We're trying to focus on specific personas and document their problems and the types of solutions there. So then later on, we can kind of productize around those, get even better at solving their problems, and then focus on more specific niches instead of trying to solve everything like we've been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I appreciate you sharing that. That's awesome. And for those, you know, who are actually maybe curious a little bit more, where can they go to learn a little bit more about you, Coltrane, then also maybe a little bit more about agentic that you'd recommend?
Sure, definitely. We've been building out our partnerships with fellow agency owners as well as businesses that are interested in AI. So if you want to connect, would love if you sent me a connection on LinkedIn. It's Coltrane Kubo as well. We have agentic.com, AIDGENTIC.com, where you can play around with our like chatbot widget and have it do a whole analysis on your business and send that tailored analysis to your email. That's an automation that we have. So you can check that out too. I have a YouTube channel if you want to check us out there. We do a bit of demonstrations on there. And yeah, we'd love to connect though, learn more about your business and share any value that I can.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Coltrane. Appreciate you having on the show today. And remember, for those listening in, if you're looking to implement AI into your business today, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that AI could cause just isn't worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of AI Chronicles.